It's the high cost of energy that has brought 30 scientists from 17 third world nations to the University of Florida's Training in Alternate Energy Technology Seminar. Here, people like Dongrin Mangok of Sudan hope to learn how to make energy cheaper.
We will benefit from this course to be able to produce energy locally from all materials. This would be very useful.
Some of the alternate energy ideas that are going to be developed here for third world countries may benefit us in Florida as well. For example, says UF solar pioneer Eric Farber, one raw material we all have is sun.
One of the greatest needs naturally in the world, and I include the U.S. in this particular
and
case,
Florida.
Is fresh water. And in many cases that they have built small solar distillation units.
Here, as in many desert countries, we are surrounded by seawater, unfit for drinking unless distilled, a costly process because of the energy it uses to remove the salt from water. After a unit is built, solar energy is free. Florida Congressman Don Fuqua supports more solar power.
I think that we need a mix of energy. In certain areas, solar is very effective.